Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 68th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 50 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Before we get into the book of Genesis, chapter number 50, I want to share with you an interesting tidbit of information in case you're on Jeopardy or some kind of game show. It's just a tidbit of fact for you. It's interesting to know that the book of Genesis covers approximately 2,300 years. In other words, from Genesis 1 to Genesis 50, imagine 2,300 years. Now put that in perspective. Now I'm what a lot of people call a young earth fella. I believe the earth is approximately 6,000 years old. In other words, from the time of Genesis 1, from Adam, I believe in the six-day creation. Of course, we've been through the book of Genesis. I don't believe this earth is millions and billions of years old, and that's a whole other story. But you go from Genesis 1 to Genesis 50, it's approximately 2,300 years. That's more than a third of human history. Now let that sink in. In 50 chapters that we've been studying every Sunday morning, most every Sunday, over the past 70 weeks, we've studied about 2,300 years of human history compacted in those 50 chapters of the book of Genesis. What an awesome thought to think that from the creation of earth and Adam to the death of Joseph that we're going to read today, over two millennia, 23 centuries have taken place. Now, it's been quite a journey for us. Like I said, it's been over a year since we started teaching out of the book of Genesis, and we've gone verse by verse by verse, and I hope you've enjoyed our study. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. And next week, Lord willing, if the Lord doesn't come, we're going to begin the book of Revelation. I've already had two people text me this morning, and they wanted to know if I was going to start Book of Revelation today. I said, no, it's next Sunday. And I see now they're not here. So I see now why they're not here. They're probably watching and I'm telling on you. You know, but anyway, they're all excited, and I hope you are about the book of Revelation. I can't wait. So the book of Genesis, 2,300 years. So we'll get the book of Revelation. We'll talk about that next week in our introduction. Genesis chapter number 50. Let's begin in verses 1 through 3, okay? Verses 1 through 3. Remember, Jacob died. And then verse number 1. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, speaking of Jacob. And the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, speaking of Jacob of Israel, and so for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days, in other words, 70 days. So we find that at this point in time, Joseph would have been 56 years of age. He's not a young man. I'm 60 years of age. Rick's my... ain't nobody in here about 56, are they? Y'all old people. Jane, you didn't have to raise your hand. Most of us are old folk, okay, over 56. But just get a picture. Joseph now, he's not a young man. He's 56 years of age when Jacob passes away. Now, in the last chapter, we had the recorded, in this, the last chapter, we had the recorded burial of Jacob. And I find it very interesting and to note that no other burial recorded in the Word of God is given such a long and detailed account as the burial of Jacob. In other words, when you hear about people dying, they just says, and they were buried, and they were buried. But here is the Bible God takes the time to give quite a detailed account of the burial of Jacob, of Israel. It's interesting. Well, we see in verse number 1 that Joseph loved his father dearly, and he mourned his dad's death, Jacob's death. And it's customary, and we find in verse number 2 that they embalmed Israel or Jacob, and it was customary in Egypt to embalm the dead, especially those of high rank and high order, that they would spend the time to do that. That's why you hear about King Tut and all these other, they lived thousands of years ago, and they still have a, so to speak, a mummified body. But that was the art of embalming, that they could actually preserve a body for, some people would say, almost indefinitely. Okay, because we know nothing's forever. But the idea that that body could last 1,000 years wrapped up and embalmed, and the bones wouldn't disintegrate or the way they would do it. So it was a process. And this process would take them 40 days to do this, to completely embalm. Again, I don't know all the, I read a little bit about it, but I'm sure not no authority about it, but how they would do this and make it so that these bodies would last, well, for centuries, yeah, even millennium. And this is what they did for Jacob. And it's interesting, one of the commentators which mentioned that if you was to be able to go to the cave of Machpelah and go in there and find his coffin, he would still be, at least his bones, we know Jacob's in heaven today, but at least his bones would still be there. I don't know what commentator mentioned that. It would be interesting to see if you could do that or not. I don't know. But while the rest of them, Abraham and Sarah and all who was in the cave buried with Jacob, you know, they probably, their bones, bones to ashes, to ashes, dust to dust. They probably went on back. But Jacob, he was embalmed. And after that 40 days, it was also customary for the, we see that in verse number 3, the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. So after the 40 days, they mourned for him another 30 days. It wasn't 40 and 70, it was 40 and 30, a total of 70 days. While the physicians were embalming Jacob, all of Egypt was mourning the death of Jacob, those that for that 70 days, which was set aside. People did this. They honored great men, great leaders. So obviously Jacob had become a figure of importance to the people of Egypt because all of Egypt mourned him. And it not only because he was Joseph's father. We understand that Joseph was the second in charge of all that land of Egypt, and his dad died. So, of course, he would have great reverence and honor. But it was more than that. But also, Pharaoh had come to greatly honor Jacob. Remember when Jacob saw Pharaoh and he blessed him? Not once, not twice, but we'll find later. 3 times he blessed Pharaoh. And normally, you know, it, and we read that part in Hebrew where the greater blesses the less. And so here was Jacob blessing the king of Egypt. Matter of fact, probably the world at the time because of the plague. Remember the famine and all and the great power that the Pharaoh would maintain. So I'm just saying that Jacob was honored not just in because he was Joseph's son, but the Pharaoh himself greatly admired Jacob. So obviously he was of very importance of the day. Then we get into verse number 4-6. And when the days of his mourning were passed after the 70 days, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, if now I found grace in your eyes, I speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying. And notice, Joseph didn't go straight to Pharaoh, which he could have because he's second in charge and he had Pharaoh's ear. But Joseph thought it would be more advantageous for him to have Pharaoh's closest confidants and advisors and all actually ask a favor for Joseph. And that's what he did. So Joseph decided to ask the confidants, the advisors of the Pharaoh, that verse number 5, say this, my father made me swear, saying, lo, I die, speaking of Jacob, speaking to Joseph, lo, I die, in my grave which I have dug for me in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.